Hashem is the boss, I don't know. So, Bezrat Hashem. Yesterday, I received a phone call from a friend of us from Canada, from Toronto. That he told me that he watched every class 10 times. And I asked him for a certain favor, and instead of saying the normal answer, $30,000, $40,000, he answered me differently. He told me, "Can I ask you for a favor also?" I told him yes. He said, "I want to come to Eretz Israel. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to see you face to face. Can you pray on me, please? That I'm also going to come to Eretz Israel with my family." Told me, "I want Hashem, I want Hashem. I'm thinking about Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem, I'm doing it for the Diyot. I'm learning Torah, I'm learning your Torah, I'm watching those YouTube, the classes. Can you pray on me, please? The boss is Hashem, our boss is Hashem. Can you talk to the boss? Can you talk to Hashem, please?" Gave me a lot of powers, that wonderful conversation. To see that there are people in the world that really, they're alive. They're looking for Hashem Yitbarach, and they're thinking about Hashem Yitbarach, and they're realizing that they cannot find Hashem Yitbarach without help. And they're accepting it on themselves, to listen to the advice of Chachamim, and to follow their advice. Gave me a lot of hope. Gave me a lot of chizuk. When you want to get closer to Hashem, already in the beginning you have to understand that Hashem Yitbarach has got all of the powers, he's Kol Yachol. If you don't understand that from the beginning, so what are you doing? Just looking for an escape land, a place to run away from your troubles, to be religious, to hide in a firm community? You cannot. Ana mipanecha evrach. You cannot hide from Hashem. The trouble is going to run after you. If you thought you can escape from stones, people are going to throw stones on you. So, in our streets, in Shabbos, they're going to throw stones on you. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You cannot hide from Hashem evrach. You cannot hide. And if you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, so you have to understand that there is no nature, no nature. No air condition, no electricity. Until when are we going to talk on those nonsense? I don't mind. It's a nice conversation to talk. Lashon Hara on a Rav, on a Rabbanit, on the Yeshiva, on Shimon Dersan. It's nice. We can buy a huge villa in hell. It's not a problem. Hashem Yitbarach don't want us to have air condition. Come on, until when are we going to talk about air condition? Hashem doesn't want an air condition. You have problems with Hashem. Go to Hashem. I was standing in a test in my house with my wife 2 days ago, 2 nights ago. Something mamash, totally wild, totally crazy. I didn't know, and I'm not going to share it with you because it's mamash. It was psychotic, something mamash, wonderful. Mamash from the movies. And I stopped, and I said to Hashem, "Thank you very much that I had so many troubles until today, that based on those, I can believe that also that one gonna pass. Thank you." If I wouldn't go through all of the difficulty that I went through until today, yesterday, I would faint. I would lose it. I would lose my mind. A man cannot stand in that without faith. Cannot. It's too crazy. Mamash, it's not. You cannot communicate, you cannot talk, you cannot explain yourself, you cannot convince you. Reality, this is it. Real time, this is it. Live from the jungle. Let's see you surviving. Hisardut. You cannot. If not, that Hashem Itbarach took you to all of the difficulties until today to see that you can cross bridges that you couldn't believe. Again and again and again and again. The Torah is not a book of stories. And the ones that don't believe the stories that's written in the Torah, that they are reality, that they are real life, that they can be, that miracles can happen. He is kofer b'Hashem Yitbarach. He doesn't have no connection to Hashem. If you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can open the sea for you, like to Nachshon ben Aminadav, and like to all of the rest of Am Yisrael, that all of Am Yisrael, when they were inside the sea was closed in front of them. Every step that they made while walking, the sea been opened another one tefach, another one tefach, another. It was a test of every step. This is faith. You cannot come to a class and to buy faith and to hear a wonderful lecture and this is it, to go with it for the rest of your life. Forget it. The test of faith is a daily. On that it's written, Lirgaim Tivchanenu, Hashem is testing you every moment and moment. You have to have that power to remember your rabbi when you're alone in darkness. It depends on you. This was the test of Yosef HaTzadik, that in darkness he had that merit that he saw the figure of his father Yaakov in front of his eyes. And it depends on the merit. Why is it a praise on Yosef? We said it once already. Why it's a praise on Yosef? If his father came and saved him, so what's the praise of Yosef? That he was such a hero? Because how much that the righteous man going to reveal himself to you in time of crisis, in darkness, it depends in the effort that you're putting every day in your life to attach yourself to him, to bond yourself to him. Corresponding to how much that you are attaching yourself to him in the regular days of the week, you're going to feel Shabbos. You're going to feel, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the name of the Tzaddik is Shabbos, the Tzaddik, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shabbos, the name of the Tzaddik is Shabbos. They said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Antu Shabbos the Kol Yomi, you are the Shabbat of all days of the week. You can find yourself with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, not separating. You can find him with you. You can find yourself with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Abraham, with the righteous people that wrote those books that you're interested in, that you write in reading those books. And it doesn't matter. The Chazon Ish can save you, the Chafetz Chaim can save you, the Ben Ish Chai can save you, all of the righteous people, all of the Tanaim and Amoraim, they got the power to come to save you, to protect you. Every one of those real righteous people that cancel their own nature for Hashem, for Am Yisrael, they are beyond nature. And if you're going to cancel your nature also for Hashem Yitbarach, for Am Yisrael, you're going to reach the same place. It's hard for us to believe in that. Why? Because Yetzer Hara is a mamzer gadol. He's a big mamzer. And he's working real hard, putting a lot of sweat and effort on breaking our spirits, that we will not going to believe in miracles, that we will not going to believe in ourselves, that everyone going to feel so shame and so low and so pathetic and so worthless and so weak. But it's a Lashon Hara, it's a lie. They're stealing your powers, they're stealing your treasures, they're stealing all of your powers. You should believe that you have superpowers, spiritual powers. Hashem is with you. Hashem is with you. How can it be that a righteous man can tell you, don't worry, you're healthy and you become to be healthy? And you become to be healthy. How can it be? And if it can be that righteous man can do that, so why can't I? Because I'm not righteous. Alright, but if I'm going to work on myself, I'm going to become to be righteous. Also the noises from Hashem, not only the quiet, not only the lack of air condition, also the noise, also the lackings are from Hashem Yitbarach. Everything. And you say to yourself, how can it be? Hashem, why Hashem is not listening to the tefillot? Why Hashem is not answering my tefillot? I pray. Because Hashem doesn't want to answer your tefillot. What do you want from Hashem? Hashem doesn't want your problems. Tell him. But he doesn't want to answer you now. He wants you now to think on your actions. He wants you now to concentrate in your tshuva. He wants you now to feel shame a little bit, to do tshuva. Hashem's got things to tell you. You just think you have things to tell Hashem? Hashem also wants to tell you a few things. He also wants to teach you a certain lesson that you're going to learn, that you're going to grow spiritually. You want to be a righteous man, to be called a righteous man with all lusts and desires. This is what that you want. This is what that I want. You want to be able to receive all respect, all honor, all satisfactions, all pleasures, and to be recognized as righteous men. As it said, you cannot spend your life in restaurants and talking, chatting nonsense, not learning Torah, not working on tshuva, and to be righteous. It's not working. It's not working, and it will never gonna work. You have to throw yourself on Hashem Yitbarach days and nights and in times of crisis, and to count only on Hashem. And if you're a little bit lazy and it's hard for you to achieve it by yourself, and Hashem loves you, so He's gonna push you into crisis. He's gonna push you into difficulties because He wants you to develop. He wants you to grow. And you will not gonna grow if it's gonna be depending on you. Admit, what you gonna do all day long? You're going to look for air condition, you're going to look for nice company, for quiet, for food, good place with good food, good drinks, all lusts and desires of this world, and you're going to make up a lot of stories to explain to yourself why actually this is the real Avodat Hashem. Even though that other righteous people, except of you, are holding different shita, but you have your shita also in Avodat Hashem. It's nice, you can have your shita. But you need Hashem to back up your shita. Hashem is the one that is going to give the reward. Someone told me a few days ago on the fact that even the lackings that we have, it's all from Hashem Yitbarach. And I heard in his voice that he's saying actually that, what can I do? It's from Hashem, so I cannot grow. So, let's say, I cannot pray Shachrit in the morning. It's from Hashem. So I told him, yes, it's from Hashem. And also the punishment in hell going to be from Hashem. No problem. Yes, it's from Hashem. Yes. Also the punishment, though. It's from Hashem. Hashem gives you two ways, two options. And you need to choose. And you need to choose life. And life not always look like life. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning us and tell you that you should choose good, that you should choose life. Why to say? Isn't it obvious that if you have food and poison that you're going to choose food? You don't need to warn no one on that. Animal knows that. It's not a problem. Every animal is going to look for food. You don't need to be sophisticated, wise, holy to know that you want to live. A man with no wisdom, he's going to choose life. But the Torah is warning and telling you, because sometimes life looks like death and death looks like life. You have lust and desires and all of your wisdom is confused and you don't see. And you look things that for you they're glowing and you feel that this is truth and this is what I need to achieve now. And you're cutting the branch that you're living on. That you're feeding through that branch, that you receive all of your panasa, spiritual powers, everything. And now when you want to get close to Hashem Yitbarach, so again and again, you have doubts and weaknesses. But like we said, why it's coming? Why all of those doubts are coming? Because you're progressing. Because you're growing, and the Yetzirah cannot stand your growth. Yetzirah cannot complete with it, cannot accept it. The fact that you're running away from his hands. Now someone is offering to you a shidduch, and in the beginning it all looks so amazing, and you're checking, and you're clarifying, and you're thinking, and you're doing it badatuyot on that, and it's perfect. And then, suddenly, after that you decided that you're going for it, all of the doubts are coming, and all of the fears are coming. And all of those bad thoughts, and what can be, and What you thought is going to happen, that they're going to bring you all of the treasures on a silver plate? Why? You need to buy those things with prayers. Now you heard a shiur, and the rabbi told you that your daughter can be healthy, and you, mamash, decided, I'm going to go for it, I'm going to go to the field. You think Yetzer are going to let you? Why? Why should he? He's got a job. He also needs to receive his paycheck in the end of the month. He needs to show that he was working. If you're not going to work, he doesn't have a parnasah. He needs to supply. He needs to answer. He needs to show to Hashem and Barach things. So he's going to punch you. So he's going to fight with you. And he's going to make you work hard and see crazy situations now on Parnassah and what you're going to do and issues in Shalom Bayit. And you have to ignore. You have to ignore from all of those doubts and to remind yourself the days that you were in that they were illuminating. Have to remind yourself your rabbi when you're in darkness. Have to remind yourself, like we read, if you remember once, the introduction of the book Or HaSechel, the Light of Wisdom of Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, that he's explaining that in the beginning when a person receives his house, in the daytime he needs to work to create the fence, to fix the fence, the lock, and everything, and to fix the windows, and to make a lamp that's going to illuminate at night, because when the night's going to come, this is it, this is the times of all of those oivim,
enemies
to come, the animals, the predators, the thieves, the murderers, and so you need to prepare yourself when you have light. So you need to prepare yourself when you have light to the time of darkness. But what you have to do in time of darkness, also you need to remember the days of light, of illumination, to remember the advice. To ask yourself, who am I? What am I doing in this lifetime? What should I achieve? To remind myself, because I forgot. Because now when I'm in darkness, with all of the fears and anxieties and doubts and lackings and weaknesses, I don't remember. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Zachor, you need to remember. And you need to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Nafshecha. All of the Torah, it's an effort of Mesirut Nefesh. Without putting all of your powers in the Torah, finally you will not going to have nothing. It's yes or no. You don't have the middle. You don't have the twilight zone. You don't have it. It's not exist. It's all life or death. Zacha naaset lo sam chayim, lo zacha naaset lo sam mavet. Immediately, v'sartem v'avatem Elohim acherim. Immediately, when you move from kedusha, you're contaminated. You lost Hashem. If you're not worshiping Hashem, you're worshiping idols. And even if you don't have that idol in your house, you're that idol. You worship yourself, your satisfactions, your respect, your good feelings of the body that is looking for comfort, that's looking for quiet, to be full all of the time. It's this or that. You cannot taste the taste of Rav Shimon until you don't taste the taste of Kugel. As long as you taste the taste of Kugel, you cannot taste the taste of Rav Shimon. So for now, that the taste of Kugel for you, it's something that, who cares about Rav Shimon? Who thinks about Rav Shimon? So wonderful, you're in darkness, but you should remind yourself the day. You need to pinch yourself, you need to slap yourself every day to have 1 hour of waking up. Every day to remind yourself. Kugel is nice, but it's all Kugel or Rav Shimon. Lust for women, it's nice, but it's all that. Or Hashem. And if you choose that, so you don't have Hashem. And if you choose Hashem, so no more lust for women. So it's hard for you. So work on it. Every day. For half an hour. And if you're going to work on that, you're going to be answered. And I am so sorry and apologizing to all of you ones in depression and in sadness that wants me just to kiss you and hug you all day long. I'm sorry. It's not my job. Not on that I'm receiving paycheck from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not my job. Yetzer Ha Lehavdil's got his job. And Lehavdil got my job also. What can I do? I need to remind you every day that you have huge powers, that you can win. You want to hear explanations why it's okay to lose. Why it's okay to lose. We're Holocaust survivors, and there are so many Ishmaelim in the streets, and the Parnasa Bedochak on all of Am Israel, and problems of Shiduchim, thousands of couples cannot get married, and the ones that are, they have problems in Shalom Bayit. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Because Rav Shalom said that a man that takes the Blue Garden of peace seriously, he can have Shalom Bayit with the devil. And you don't need to look for a good wife. Why you need to look for a good wife? Tell me the secret. Tell me your secret. Your Mishnah. Why are you looking for a good wife? Where is it written that you need to look for a good wife? It's written that a bad wife brings you straight to heaven. So why you need to look for a good wife? Why? Rab Chiya's wife was coming daily to the Bet Midrash and cursing him in front of Chachamim. Rab Chiya, that he and his two sons were like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. His wife was cursing him in the Beit Midrash. Entering, breaking the doors of Beit Midrash. Entering, what's going on with you? Screaming at him. She was Marokkite. She was Marokkite. Rav Shalom said it. Rav Shalom said that Sarah Imenu, she was Marokkite. She was Sarah Imenu, she was Marokkite. She's asking Avraham Avinu to marry Hagar. And he's doing it because Hashem is telling him, whatever Sarah is telling you, listen to her. Keep what that she's saying. He's getting married with her just because she said. It never crossed his mind. He never wanted to marry Hagar. She told him, maybe I'm going to be built by her. Maybe. All right. If she's saying, Hashem told him, listen to her. And he does that. And she's coming after him. Chamasi alecha. It's all because of you. Rav Shalom said, from that we have a proof that Sarah Imenu, she was Marokkite. Yesh lecha ra'ya. You have a proof. Why you need a good wife? It's written that the test of the rich people is harder than the test of the poor ones. The poor ones, they can get closer to Hashem Yitbarach a lot easier. The test is if you're getting closer to Hashem or not. This is the success of life. Success is not if you have a villa, if you have money, if you can pleasure yourself with all lusts and desires. This is not success. This is not success. This is a recipe for hell. You're going to pay for all of that in hell after 120. This is not real success. Real success is kirvat elokim litov shivti bevet Hashem kol yemecha v'chayai, to be glued to Hashem. This is real eternal success. So if all day long everyone are honoring you and respecting you and kissing you and offering you and giving you food and bringing your slippers when you're sitting and doing everything for you. No, Father, he's learning. Don't talk to Father while he's praying. And I don't know, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Do you see Hashem in all of that, or that you also agree? Rav Shalom said, the peak of arrogance is when someone gives you a compliment and you agree with him. You say, oh, that person, he can see, he understands in people. He's got a good sense to people. Oh, you're so wise. Oh, you got me. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Peak of arrogance. They respect you, and you accept it. For you, you feel that you deserve that someone's going to bring your slippers, that someone's going to make a cup of coffee when you come back home. Where you learned it from that you're supposed to receive it? Where? Adrabah, it's written that on all of the satisfaction, all of the pleasures that you have in this lifetime, they're gonna iparu mimcha, you're gonna pay on that. This is what really that's written. That on honor that you received that wasn't belongs to you, you're gonna pay. You're a gazlan. Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that there is no disgrace like that to receive the honor in front of the king, because he's the king of honor. And every honor belongs to king of honor. And if now you received a certain honor, you disgrace the king. You've stolen the honor of the king from the king in front of the king. And Rabbeinu is bringing a tale on that, on a person, on a minister that was a messenger of the king to go to a certain city. And when he came to the city, they all thought that he is the biggest minister of them all. But he was just a clerk. He was supposed to give a certain message. But when he received all of that honor, so he took it. He enjoyed from it. And he became to be the minister in that city. And everyone respect him. And when the minister came to the city, the minister, the big minister came to the city. So all of the people came to the clerk. And they respect him like they're supposed to respect. They were bowing to him, kissing him. And the minister is looking on that clerk and told him, what's going on here? Who do you think that you are? And he had that horrible disgrace. On every honor that you receive in this world, you're going to be punished because nothing belongs to you. So if you received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Creator, you need to be grateful to Hashem Yitbarach, to tell Him thank you. Chas de Hashem, it's the kindness of Hashem. Toda la'el, thank you Hashem that you gave me all of those things. If someone tells you, thank you, thank you, thank Hashem. You need to rise all of the honor, all of the success, all of the good things that you have back to their source. Their source is Hashem Yitbarach Himself. And who am I? Not exist. And all day long with that imagination, what do I need? What do I feel? What do I think? What do I want? Wasting the life in imaginations that are not exist. Even if you're going to have it all, you're not going to enjoy from it. You cannot enjoy, you cannot complete your satisfaction from the physical world because you're a spiritual being. You have a soul that cannot enjoy from this world. The only thing that the soul from the physical world can enjoy from is the smell. Smell doesn't have no physical reality. This is why the soul can start to enjoy from it, because this is the border, the end of Kedusha and the beginning of spirituality. We have to work on ourselves to believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with us. And for that, this is why Rav Shalom is saying that the main part of the Itbodedut is the Yeshuva Dat, to talk with yourself. Before all of the prayers, all of the requests, all of the Itbodeduyot, all of the Tshuvot even, to clarify to yourself, what do you want? Who am I? What's my mission? What's my job? What am I supposed to do in this world? Like Rabbeinu said, "Ha'olam hazeh mat'eh etchem otanu legamre," that this world is confusing us totally, totally. Every person is another mistake. Every house, every car, every food, every option that you have in your life is distracting your thoughts from Hashem Yitbarach. So you have to work on yourself so much that you will not gonna have no distractions from Hashem Yitbarach at all. That the question, that the answer on the question, what do you want, is going to be always, I want Hashem. What do you want? I want Hashem. In the middle of the night, what do you want? I want Hashem. No, but we have money to offer you. I want Hashem. If Hashem wants me to have money, I'm going to have money. No, lust, desires, food, women, cars, houses, pools, swimming pools, the sea, views, whatever. Honor, respect, be a Talmid Chacham. Only if Hashem wants. Only if Hashem wants. Only, really. Really. To talk those words with truth. Really, only if Hashem wants. Really. Like I asked the Rav Shalom, I told him, Rav, should I learn to Rabbanut, to be a rabbi? He told me, don't waste your time. He told me, you're going to help more people to do tshuva without being a rabbi. This is it. It's not a question anymore. To be a rabbi or not to be a rabbi, only if Hashem wants. To learn for Rabbanut. What? To receive the honor, to help those friends of mine to get married, to be the Rav Mechaten in the wedding, to make them... For that? Not for that. Why are you here? You're here to teach. One of the students of Rabbi Yosef Voltoch came to him one day and told him, I want you to pray on me that I'm going to succeed in tests to Rabbanut, to receive the diploma of the Rabbanut, to be a rabbi. He told him, why you need that diploma? That student said, I realized that he's telling me, if you want to teach, you can teach. If you want to teach, you can teach. You don't need no degree, no diploma, no certification, nothing. You want to teach? Teach. people are thirsty to learn. You don't need to be a rabbi to teach. You need to have that will to go to teach. Here we saw Yosef done. And he's hidden. You don't understand who is that Yosef Dan that was sitting here in this seat. You don't know who is that Yosef Dan. That friend that I told you about in the beginning of the conversation, he told me, you know Yosef Dan, he was the one that gave me the first book. He received from him. He came to him in the middle of the street and told him, do you want the book? He told him, yes. This is it. This is the beginning of that novel. This is how it started. A book in Canada. You want a book in Canada? Canada, it's not heaven. Canada, it's hell. Oh, boy, sorry. Yes. Yes. Yes, Canada, it's hell. There is proofs for that. Yes, from the Holocaust. I think that it was in the entrance to the Treblinka camp that there was a group that called Canada Group. They were the only ones that were allowed to something. That means they could live for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's called Canada. They felt like they're in Canada. 2 weeks, 3 weeks you can live. You know, In Iraq there was a rebellion. So the powers of police over there, I don't know what, they took 160 rebels and put them all two weeks ago on the floor and shot 160 people. This is it. Kill them. Rebels. No more rebels. This is it. What the United Nations done?
Nothing.
They, as I said, Leganot, they were condemning it, that act. This is it. This is what they done. Nothing changed in Iraq. Just 160
rebels.
Looking for a nice word. Of course they were supposed to die. Hashem killed them. But need to understand, the world is all full with lies. Am Israel, they are the worst ones. Everyone are looking on us with those magnifying glass. Oh, what they're doing, what they done, how they're not doing this, why they're doing that. It's all a scam, it's all a lie. It's not exist. And when we're always trying to flatter everyone and to apologize to everyone and to explain everyone and to listen to everyone, we're just going to fall more and more and more. You need to stop and to say, I'm sorry, this is who that I am. It's the war of Yetzer Hara, it's exactly the same. Yetzer Hara wants you to apologize, to feel bad with yourself, that you're not going to fight, that you're going to let him conquer you, overpower you, and you're going to accept it with love. But you have to stop one day and to say, no more, I'm sorry. This is my house. This is my land. This is my body. This is my neshama. I want to serve Hashem in my country. I want to pray to my God in my house. I want to be able to control my eyes, to control my hands. I don't want those sins anymore, all of my avonot. So you should fight. And it's a fight of one nation against 70. But one nation that's been supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's been backed up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the minister of that nation. Every nation's got an angel that is protecting her. Us, we don't have that angel. We have Hashem Yitbarach himself on top of us. So by the powers of Hashem Yitbarach, you can become to be like David HaMelech. That he's saying, Kol goyim sevavuni b'shem Adonai ki amilam. All of the nations surrounding me, in the name of Hashem, I'm going to circumcise them. I'm going to bring them to do tshuva. They're going to surrender. They're going to apologize. They're going to crawl to ask for forgiveness on the Holocaust. They're going to come. They're going to beg for forgiveness. on all of the deaths, on all of the sorrow, on all of the scams, on all of the conspiracies, on all of the lies, on all of the sorrow that they caused us for generations. They're going to crawl to ask for forgiveness. This is what it's going to be. But it can be only when we're going to believe in ourselves. Only when we're going to have that power to stand in front of them and to tell them, hey, you're not exist, you're a joke. You're a group of liars. You are pathetic liars. You're all attached to all of your lusts and desires. To have that courage, you have to be like David HaMelech, that he feels, libi chalal bekirbi, that his heart is empty from all lusts and desires. If you're a thief, you cannot fight against thieves. If you're a murderer, you cannot rebuke murderers. If you're a liar, you cannot rebuke liars. You have to be righteous to stand up in front of all of them and to beat them. So this is why we need to believe in ourselves and to work on our righteousness, to work on our holiness, on our kedusha, to guard our eyes and to convince ourselves that we're holy, that we are a holy nation, and it's not depends on nothing, it's just the will of Hashem. This is how He made us. There is part of the nations that are like the hands of the man. There is part of the nations that are like the legs of the man. And there is a nation that she's the heart, that she's the brain, that she's the wisdom, that she's the neshama. We are the soul in the body. There is a body, and we're the soul inside of the body. We're the wisdom inside of the body. What can you do? Hashem made it happen. You don't need to apologize. You need to be thankful to Hashem Yitzvah and to go complete your mission in the world. This is it. And not to be afraid of no one. Like the Rashi is saying, Misheli bonok po merken, the one that feels regrets on his sins that he haven't completed tshuva on them, he becomes to be a smolani. He needs always to explain himself and to apologize and to tell. Why you need to explain yourself to someone? To liars, to thieves, to people, group of Noafim, people that are lying, that are stealing. Everyone that give, becomes to be a mayor, that becomes to be a that receives a job, something, immediately, because you immediately we start to steal. You see how many things now those poor people are going to prison, 6 years and another 6 years, and all of those people immediately you receive the power. This is it. What? The truth being revealed. David HaMelech said on himself that even when he was a shepherd, even when he was a king, his heart was never cheating him. He was never becomes arrogant. Because he knew that his kingship is from Hashem, and the poverty that he was a shepherd was also from Hashem. So the difference, the change of place didn't change his soul. Didn't change nothing. He said who that he was. He was David. I'm David. Who are you, David? But someone that is liar inside, that is a liar, and suddenly you make him to be the president, you make him to be the mayor, so the lie is going to jump outside. You're going to see. Our job is to work on ourselves, and the main thing is to work on our faith in ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to believe that we're good. Even though that the Yetzirah is fighting, not to forget that simple truth. That you have a soul, and the soul is pure, and it's divine, it's from Hashem. And this is it, and this is who that I am. No more arguments. This is me. I'm trying to do things by the book. I'm not succeeding all of the time. What can I do? I'm just trying. I want to. This is it. But you failed. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. Move on. I'm sorry. What do you want? I have a body. Your body is better than mine. You're not failing. You're so holy. You're so mamash. You never failed, huh? Never failed. Sorry, I'm apologizing. When David HaMelech admitted that he sinned, he admitted. He said, Chatati, in that moment. You know what he achieved? And when Shaul HaMelech started to apologize and to explain, he lost his kingship. He lost it. Because he had to explain, no, I had a reason why I was sinning, why I was, admit, I was afraid. I didn't have no powers in my body. I was afraid. I'm sorry. I was wrong. This is it. This is what it requires. Tshuva. In the moment that you do tshuva, modeh ve'ozeh, v'yerucham, you admit, you confess, you drop it, you say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. This is your greatness. This is your greatness, that you're able to admit that you're a creation, that you have yetzer hara. Hashem knows it. We need to know it also. To be aware to that. This is it. To come back to that understanding that there is a creator that created a wonderful world, and in that world there is a spiritual side and there is a physical side, and we have both. We have a wonderful soul in a prison, in a contaminated body. Be aware to the danger that comes from the side of the contaminated body that you can see in every moment of your life. And don't forget that you have a spiritual soul that can bring you to the heights also. Thank you very much. Jazakallah.